thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights today led Zimbabweans in marking the International Day of the Victims of Enforced Disappearances with calls on President Robert Mugabe to protect Zimbabweans and guarantee their safety.
Though we are bitter here and there, but this is a form of therapy. As we speak to others, as we can see that still happening to others, and try to help our brethren, then we have hope for the future.
More than 230 former Chitungwiza Town Council workers dismissed last week following the July 17 Supreme Court ruling besieged the council's headquarters today, demanding their outstanding salaries and allowances.
Although the employers would prefer to use the word determination, but to us it means the same thing. If you dismiss or terminate my contract, the result is that I'm dismissed from my employment.
And Zimbabwe's public health sector is in crisis as the government fails to adequately fund the sector, leaving external donors and foreign countries to chip in.
These stories and much, much more coming up. Stay tuned.
The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights today led Zimbabweans in marking the United Nations International Day of the Victims of Enforced Disappearances, which is marked every year with victims of torture and non-governmental organizations calling on President Robert Mugabe to protect Zimbabweans and guarantee the safety of persons as required by UN statutes. Patricia Mudadigwa reports from Harare.
Noting that it was said that Zimbabwe was marking the day while Itai Dzamara, a journalist and activist who disappeared in March, is still missing, Proportional Representation Member of Parliament Conciliar Chinandravana said the commemorations were therapeutic and gave victims and their families an opportunity to speak out and encourage each other.
There are people who have suffered, there are people who are still suffering, and let's commemorate these things are still happening. Though we are bitter here and there, but this is a form of therapy. As we speak to others, as we can see that still happening to others, and try to help our brethren, then we have hope for the future.
A war veteran and former Presidential Guard member, Chinoto Zulu, who was abducted and tortured in 2008 for allegedly supporting the opposition MDC, said it is said that Zimbabweans are now suffering at the hands of a black government, regardless of selfless efforts by veterans and ordinary Zimbabweans in the 1970s liberation struggle to rid the country of colonial rule.
The government is wrong because people now, they are always missing just because of this government of Mugabe.
Shefra Dzamara, wife to Itai Dzamara, told Studio 7 that her husband's disappearance has made her vulnerable and she's being tortured mentally.
This day is a very difficult day for me because my husband is nowhere to be found. We don't even know where he is. It's really difficult for me and the kids. To the abductors, please release my husband alive.
Bishop Anseli Momagaya, with Divine Destiny, prayed for good leadership in Zimbabwe. He urged all Zimbabweans to fear God.
I feel pity for those that abduct, maim and kill on their behalf, as well as on behalf of those that send them. Because Amana conscience, God is watching from the heavens. And once the cup of abomination is full, justice will ensue.
Zimbabwe, for the past decade, has been in the news for the wrong reasons, with the opposition claiming that President Mugabe's ruling party abducted and tortured opponents, including human rights activists and independent journalists. Several MDC activists abducted in 2008 gave testimonials at the event. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, I'm Patricia Mdadigwa.
Deputy Home Affairs Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi said the government is doing all it can to help families whose relatives are missing.
My reaction to that is we do not have any victims of enforced disappearance, and we do not know who caused the term forced disappearance. As a government, like we have always said, if anyone disappears and relatives come forward and tell us, we always do everything necessary within the means that we have to ensure that we find that particular person. But for somebody to claim that somebody is enforced disappearance, we do not have information to that effect.
They are also pointing to the Itai Dzamara case, for example, and they are arguing that the government is not doing enough.
The Itai Dzamara case, we have said it over and over again, that we are investigating, we have tried as much as we could to find information from whoever was there when he disappeared to give us leads. And unfortunately, all those people have not given us information that can lead us to wherever he may have gone.
That was Deputy Home Affairs Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi in Harare speaking to Studio 7's Blessing Zulu.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.